我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple of Bible passages.
第一处圣经是在以斯拉记的第一章一到六节。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 to 6.
我用中文读的，然后弟兄用英文给我们读。
He will read the Chinese and I'll read the English.
以斯拉记第一章一到六节，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。凡剩下的人，无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。他们四围的人就拿银器、金子、财物、牲畜、珍宝帮助他们，另外还有甘心献的礼物。
In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation through his realm and to put into writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build a temple of the Lord.And the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and the people of any place where survivors may be now living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offering for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone whose hearts God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.All their neighbors assist them with the articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, with valuable gifts in addition to all the freewill offerings.
在这里我们注意到，这个耶和华神激动人的心，在这里一共出现了两次。
Here we see that God has stirred up the people's spirit twice.
那么前面是用在波斯王古列的身上，那么后面一次就是用在被掳归回人的身上。
The first time God stirred up the spirit ofCyrus, the second time God stirred up the spirit of the captives.
那么这就告诉我们说，今天不单是教会，就是全地都是在神的主权和工作之下的。
This tells us that not only are Christians, but entire world, everyone is within God's sovereignty.
那么神曾经是借着先知预言了以色列的被掳和归回。
God has used prophets to prophesy the downfall of Jerusalem and the captivity 70 years.
所以就是当70年日期满足的时候，神就要起来为他所说的话，那么来负全部的责任。
So once 70 years is up, God is willing to take responsibility for his prophecy.
我们说外邦的君王他并不认识神。
These foreign kings, they don't know God.
但是稀奇的很，当耶和华神激动他波斯王古列的心的时候。
Yet, it's interesting when God stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus.
他就起来在神的旨意里行事。
He acted in accordance with the Lord's will.
所以我们看弟兄姊妹，这不正是神今天在全地的工作吗？
Isn't this just like God's work in here today?
今天我们看世界的前途。
Today we look at the world.
我们看教会的前途，我们看自己的前途。
We look at the church's future. We look at our own future.
我们都要有这种眼光，要不然我们很容易迷失前面的方向。
We have to have this viewpoint, or else we're going to get lost in the future.
那么第二，激动这个字在大多数的英文的圣经里边都翻作是搅动的意思。
the term stir up is translated many times in English as stir up.
那么这个已经是很准确的翻译了。
This is already a very accurate translation.
但是在原来的文字里边，激动这个字，它有喊醒、摇醒你的意思。
But in the original meaning, stir up kind of means to wake up, to awaken.
好像你第一天晚上下班回来，你已经是很累了，所以你一觉就睡到明天的太阳都起来了。但是你上班迟了，所以你的家里的家人就把你摇醒，说赶紧起来，赶紧起来，你要上班了。这个就是这个激动的这个字的意思。
So it's like your first day of work. You came back very late. You're very tired. You go to sleep. You're about to sleep till the next morning noon. But your family member recognize you're going to be late for work, so they quickly wake you up to try to awaken you. So this is what it means to stir up.
那么被掳归回的人，他们好像是被神从睡梦中喊醒过来的这么一般人。
So these Jews who are captive, they're kind of like awakened up by God, who like they were asleep.
所以我们说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就像林后五章那里边说到的，若不是主的爱在我们里边做了这样的事，今天我们怎么可能起来来跟随主呢？哥林多后书的
2 Corinthians, right? It talks about if not for God, we would not have the will to be willing to follow him.
那么第二处的圣经我们来读一下，在以斯拉记的二章的一节。
So, next Bible verse would read is Ezra chapter 2 verse 1.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳道之地回耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。
Now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles who Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to their own town.
那么这里我们就知道说，那些被掳归回的人，他们是被掳到巴比伦之地的那些人的子孙，他们是在那边出生的年轻的第二代的人。
So here we know that the captives, they are actually the second generation of those who were originally taken from Jerusalem to Babylon.
那么我们如果读以斯拉记二章的时候，我们发现他们父辈的名字都记录在那里。
So if we were to read through Ezra chapter 2, we recognize that their ancestors, their fathers, all their names are recorded there.
那么我们从马太一章的那个家谱里边，我们就知道那个带领队的那个所罗巴伯，他本身就是一个 BBJ.
So if we were to look at Matthew chapter 1 and recognize the leader, Zerubbabel, we recognize that Zerubbabel, he is a Babylonian-born Jew.Born in Babylon.
所以他把 BBJ 告诉我们了，是不是？如果你出生在美国，你是中国人，我们就叫你 ABC。所以我本来是想问大家来着 ，BBJ 是什么意思
？Okay, so originally he was going to ask you guys what is BBJ, and I accidentally spoiled it. So just like if you're Chinese and you're born in America, we will call you guys ABC.
这些在巴比伦出生的第二代的年轻人，他们根本没有见过圣城。
So obviously those who were born in Babylon, they never seen Jerusalem.
他们没有见过所罗门的圣殿。
They didn't see Solomon's temple.
他们没有理由非要回去不可的。
They didn't have a reason to have to go back.
但是今天他们要回去，以斯拉记一章就告诉我们说，只有一个理由。
But today they want to go back, and Ezra chapter 1 tells us that there's only one reason.
那就是耶和华神激动了他们的心。
And that is that the Lord stirred up their spirit.
我们再读以斯拉记的二章六十四节。
Now read Ezra chapter 2 verse 64.
会众共有42,360名。
The whole community, the whole company numbered 42,360.
请大家记清楚了，在这里神的话说得很清楚，从巴比伦回去的会众共有42,360。
So listen carefully. God made it very clear here. The whole company numbered only 42,360.
那么这句话是我们今天交通的一个重点。
This is one of the key points that we're going to discuss about today.
我最后我想跟大家再念的是《哥林多后书》的五章。
The last Bible verse I want to share with you guys today is in 2 Corinthians.
14-15节。 原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 to 15. For Christ's love compelled us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who had died for them and was risen again.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we sincerely thank you.
我们来到你的面前，我们知道是你的慈神爱所把我们捆绑牵引到你的面前。
That is your love that has tied us and pulled us to you.
我们既来到你的面前，我们巴不得我们就像玛利亚坐在你的脚前。
That since we are here before you, that we may be like Mary to sit at your feet.
听你说话，我们的心就得满足。
That listening to your words, our hearts could be fulfilled.
愿在这个时候，我们的心向你是敞开的。
That at this moment, our hearts is open to you.
向着你的旨意，我们没有一点的拦阻。
That we are wholeheartedly willing to obey you.
我们要说主，你说仆人静听。
Lord, as you speak, your servants listening.
愿主你握住我们的心意。
That Lord, you may hold our hearts.
我们感谢你，靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
And we thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们读了以斯拉记和尼希米记，我们就知道这段的历史的记录乃是犹大他们被掳以后归回的故事。
If we read Ezra and Nehemiah, we will realize that this is the journey of those captives going back.
那么讲到被掳归回，有一句话是很重要的。
So there's one important thing about the captives heading back.
那么就是刚才我们在那里读的，在以斯拉记的一章的一节和五节那里都说的那句话，耶和华神激动人的心。
And the important one is in Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 and 5, that the Lord stirred up the spirit of the people.
那么我们都知道这个教会也曾经经历了整整1000年的那个黑暗。
That we also know that the church has also gone through 1000 years of darkness.
那么是从这个五世纪一直到15世纪。
It's from the 5th century to the 15th century.
那么整整的1000年。
Throughout this entire 1000 years.
那个时候教会可以说是被完全的掳到世界里边去了。
That we could say that the church at that moment was taken captive by the world.
那么可以说教会的见证是已经完全失落了。
That the testimony of the church has completely fallen.
但是感谢主，是从16世纪时候的就开始了。
However, thank the Lord that after during the 16th century.
那么主就在人的心里边就做了激动的工作。
The Lord stirred up the hearts of the people.
那么于是就是从马丁路德开始。
And Reclamation started from Martin Luther.
那么我们都知道有马丁路德弟兄，有约翰加尔文弟兄，有约翰卫斯理弟兄。那么直到今天，一代一代的圣徒。
Recognize that there's Martin Luther and many other greats until today.
那么虽然我们所处的时代是不同的，
Although the time period we're at is different.
马丁路德弟兄所处的时代的里边没有手机，没有电脑，没有电视。
During Martin Luther's time period, there is no computer, there is no cell phone.
那么主给的托付也是不同的。
So God's burden that he gave Martin Luther was also different.
那么因为马丁路德弟兄那个时候他主要的是他的着眼点是放在就是一个是因信称义，还有一个就是要把那个圣经要还到每一个人的手里。
So Martin Luther had two main focus, and that was one to recognize that is through salvation is through faith alone, and other one is to return the Bible to the people.
所以我们看见了主给人的托付一代一代是不同的。
So we see that God's burden to different is different from generation to generation.
比如说1930年代，当尼托生弟兄他在中国起来的时候，那他的托付和马丁路德弟兄的托付又是不同的。
In 1930, the brother
watchman Lee.
A watchman Lee, his burden was different from that of Martin Luther.
但是有一点是相同的，那就是我们是一切被神激动他心的人。
But one thing is the same, and that is that we are ones whose heart is stirred by the Lord.
若不是神激动我们的心，这条路是没有人能够走的。
If God didn't stir our hearts, then this isn't a road that anyone could walk.
我有机会在读到马丁路德后来的人在发掘出来他的日记的时候，他就写他当时的情形是多么多么的难。
Then in Martin Luther's diary, it talks about later on how difficult his experience was.
但是神在他里边激动了他的心。
But the Lord stirred up his spirit.
他就能够起来走神要他走的那条路。
And he was able to walk down the path that God has prepared for him.
那么今天我们走的这一条路。
So the path that we are walking down today.
在以斯拉记尼西米记的时候是被掳归回的路。
It's the road of captivity that was walked in Ezra and Nehemiah.
那么在今天就是恢复教会荣耀的见证的那一条的路。
And today, this is the path down the restoration of the church's, church's testimony.
所以愿主怜悯我们。
So that God have mercy on us.
那么今天我们来读以斯拉记和尼西米记这一段的历史。
So today we're going to read the history of Ezra and Nehemiah.
那么叫我们看见是虽然时代会改变，人事物都会改变。
That while times may change, that people and things may change.
但是圣灵激动人心的工作是从来没有改变的。
But the Holy Spirit's power to stir up people's spirit is always the same.
那么我们读被掳归回的历史，还有一点是很重要的。
When we read about the history of the captivity of Babylon, there's one more important thing.
那就是以色列人他们虽然是被掳归回了。
That while the Jews they were able to return back to Jerusalem.
那么毫无疑问的，他们就是要去重建圣城，然后重建圣殿。
So without question, their purpose would be to rebuild the city and rebuild the temple.
但这并不是神把他们从巴比伦带领回来的最终的目的。
But that isn't the main purpose that God has taken them back from Babylon.
因为我们看到在以斯拉记二章的二十一节那里说了一句话。
Because in Ezra chapter 2 verse 21,
我们请聚会的弟兄姊妹都带好您手里的圣经哈。
Everyone could read from their Bible in hand.
在回来的人当中，在以斯拉记二章二十一节那里说，有123人是伯利恒人。
That in Ezra chapter 21, that in verse 20, Chapter 2, verse 21, the number of men from Bethlehem was 123.
如果你说他们要回耶路撒冷去重建圣殿，去重建圣城的话，那个他们的名字是应该放在上面的。
So if their purpose was returning to rebuild the city, rebuild the temple, their name should be on it.
但是123人是伯利恒人，他们为什么要回来？
But...those that are returning, the 123, they're from Bethlehem.
因为那个时候伯利恒已经从地球上已经都消失了，从人的记忆里边都已经消失了。
Because at the time, Bethlehem was already erased from the earth. It was erased from people's memories.
但是他们回来只有一个理由。
But the reason they came back, there's only one reason.
那就是要重建家园，迎接弥赛亚的降生。
It was to rebuild their home to prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
要不然四百多年以后，我们的主果然照着先知弥迦的预言降生在伯利恒。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，城在哪里？客店在哪里？马槽在哪里
？So if they didn't return, then 400 years later, where would Jesus be born? Right? How would Jesus' prophecy be fulfilled?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们为什么那么在乎教会的见证？我们为什么那么在乎见证的那一条的路
？So why do we care so much about the church's testimony? Why do we care about so much about the testimony, the path of the testimony?
这是今天在教会许多年轻人的中间，这是在今天教会许多服事的人中间，我们常常争论的一个问题。我们大家聚在一起，我们为什么要那么固执的，我们坚持教会见证的那条路呢？
So this is talked about and discussed among the co-workers, the pastors, and the leaders of the church. Why is it so important, that path of testimony?
难道我们只是为这眼前生存的一个利益吗？
Is it just because as a purpose of life?
我们就是这样的聚会，难道我们为什么每一个主日我们一定要擘饼呢？
Well, why is it that we have to break bread every week?
我们为什么要盯着这一本旧的诗歌本，我们唱这些古老的诗歌呢？
Why do we have to stare at this old hymn book and sing these old hymns?
为什么有些弟兄姊妹一定要把鼓啊、这锣啊都抬到台上来呢？
So why is it that brothers and sisters have to pull, bring up their drums and their guitars up to stage?
难道只是因为我们年纪老了，所以我们就听不得这些鼓啊、锣啊在那里敲吗？
So is it just because that we are old that we can't listen to the guitars and listen to the drums?
我们为什么一定要持守我们的聚会？
Why do we have to hold on to our communion?
难道我们是要向别人表明说我们更属灵，我们更爱主，我们更敬虔吗？
Is it to show others that we're more faithful, that we're more holy, that we're more Christian?
难道我们是为了和别的教会我们比赛说看谁的人多，哪里谁的热闹吗？
Is it to compare to other churches to show that which church has more people?
都不是的，弟兄姊妹。
It's none of this.
乃是为这荣耀的主再来的时候。
It's for when our glorious God returns.
他能够得着一个圣洁无瑕疵的教会，能够配得上他。
That he may get a church that is spotless and pure, that is worthy of him.
弟兄姊妹，教会不是为着今天而有明天的。
The church doesn't exist just for tomorrow.
许多的教会都是为着今天而计划明天的。
The church always plan for today, plan for tomorrow because of today.
哦，我们今天来了一群年轻人，所以我们的教会明天我们就变成年轻人的教会。
That today we have a bunch of youth that's coming, so tomorrow the church is going to be for the youth.
我们今天的教会周围住了一群山东人，所以我们明天的教会就变成山东人教会。
So a bunch of people moved in from Shandong, and so tomorrow our church is going to be a church for Shandong people.
教会是为了明天而有今天的。
The church exists for tomorrow to have today.
弟兄姊妹，这个明天就是主的再来。
And the future that we're looking for is God's return.
我们都知道，被掳对于以色列人来讲是很屈辱。很羞辱的经历。
We realize that the Israelites being held captive is something that's very shameful and very embarrassing.
那么我们如果读过列王记，我们就在列王记下最后两章的时候，那里就记录到了这个经历。
So we look at, if we have read 2 Kings, it describes the experience.
那么巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒，他一共是有三次他上到耶路撒冷来。
So,The Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar has came to Jerusalem 3 times.
当然他每来一次的时候都是烧一次、杀一次、抢一次。
Each time he comes, he always pillage, he always kill.
那么到最后一次，他不但放火焚烧了圣殿和圣城。
And by the third time, not only did he burn down the city and burn down the temple.
那么而且他还把所有剩下的犹大、便雅悯和利未人的祭司通通都掳到巴比伦去了。
But in the third time, he took all the priests and all the Levites captive.
所以我们说，经过前后三次这么被掳到巴比伦去的这些以色列人。
So through this experience of being taken captive to Babylon,
他们的人数是应该达到百万人之多的。
So their number should be approximately a million.
应该是几百万人的。
Or a few million.
那么在那里，在巴比伦，他们是没有主权的亡国奴。
So in Babylon, they're slaves. They don't have a king.
他们没有 citizenship.
They don't have citizenship.
他们在那里，他们只不过是做亡国奴而已。
They are just slaves.
那么更主要的是，在耶路撒冷的圣殿现在已经被毁了。
So, the temple in Jerusalem is already destroyed.
他们失去了自己的家乡。
They have lost their homeland.
他们失去了神荣耀的同在。
They have lost God's holy presence.
那么现在他们不但是生活在偶像的包围之中。
So not only are they living among the idols.
他们也要向巴比伦的偶像下跪敬拜屈膝。
They also have to bow down and they have to worship and praise the idols in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，这不就是当教会被掳到世界里去的时候那个屈辱的光景吗？
Isn't this just like the time when the church is being held captive by the world?
今天有多少神的儿女在世界的面前他们的膝盖是直的？
How many brothers and sisters that we have today?That when they are facing the world, their knees are standing up straight.
当神的儿女和世界同流合污的时候，不就是我们刚才讲的他们在巴比伦的时候那样子的光景吗？
So, when brothers and sisters are one with the world, isn't this just like the time when the Jews were held captive in Babylon?
所以我们说，当归回的呼召临到他们的时候。
So when God calls them back,
当耶和华神来激动他们的心的时候，
when God comes to stir up the spirit,
那么百万的亡国奴他们岂不是要一呼百应吗？
So shouldn't all the millions of captive Jews, shouldn't they all answer God's calling?
那么在诗篇137篇讲，他们只能够在巴比伦遥望自己的家乡，他们偷偷地流眼泪。
So in Psalms 137, it tells us that they are only able to silently cry as they yearn for their homeland.
现在70年的时间满了，神要起来为他所说的话来负责任的时候，他们岂不是要争先恐后，滚着爬着都要回到耶路撒冷去吗？
Now that the 70 years is up, now that God's is taking responsibility for his prophecy, shouldn't they all crawl and be dying to head back to the homeland?
他们岂不是要像当年摩西带领百万的以色列人像出埃及那样，他们轰轰烈烈的，他们从巴比伦回来吗？
Shouldn't it be like when Moses took the millions of Jews out of Egypt?
弟兄姊妹，难道真的是这样吗？
Is it really like this?
我们前面说到被掳到巴比伦的以色列人是超过百万以上的。
So we previously stated that those who were held captive in Babylon were probably over a million.
然而以斯拉记二章四十六节那里说，归回的以色列人会众共有42,360。
But in Ezra chapter 2, verse 46, it tells us there's only 42,360 who are willing to return.
我们按着100万被掳的以色列人在巴比伦来计算的话，
If we were to calculate that there was 1 million Jews who were held captive,
那么回来的这42,360人只占到 5%。
That the 42,360, they are only approximately 5% of the population.
我们刚才读到，我们讲到诗篇137篇。
So I talked about Psalms 137.
那里讲到那一群被掳的以色列人。
It talks about those Jews who were held captive.
他们说我们坐在巴比伦的河边。
That they were sitting at the rivers of Babylon.
一追想西安，我们就哭了。
When they think of their homeland, they cry.
我们弹的琴，我们只能挂在树枝的上面。
The guitar that they play, they're only hanging on the trees.
因为那里的人向我们说，你来跟我们唱一首耶和华的歌吧。
Because the people there were telling them, come sing a song of our Lord.
但是亡国的羞辱在他们心里，他说我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
But the shame that they felt of being held captive, being taken away from the homeland, they were thinking, how can we have the face to sing the song of our Lord?
那我们现在想，现在终于时刻来到了，他们可以回到耶路撒冷城，在圣殿的前面唱耶和华的歌了，他们应该全部这百万人都回去了。
Finally, they have the opportunity to return back to the temple, to worship at the temple. Shouldn't all the millions all be willing to follow?
但是弟兄姊妹，我请你记住这一句话，会众有42,360人。
But brothers and sisters, I want you to remember, those who are willing to return number only 42,360.
那么现在我们的问题就是了，那剩下的95%到哪里去了呢？
So now the question becomes, what about the remaining 95%?
弟兄姊妹，答案只有一个。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one answer.
他们都留在巴比伦了，因为巴比伦太美了，巴比伦太好了。
They all decide to stay in Babylon because Babylon is too beautiful. Babylon is too great.
有许多的弟兄姊妹来跟我讲。
Lots of brothers and sisters come talk to me.
当初他们离开福建家乡的时候，很多是当地教会的服侍的工人。
That when they left their hometown in Fujian, they were all co-workers in their church.
但是他们到了纽约来以后，
But by the time they came to New York,
有很多人跟我讲，
A lot of people told me.
他说，杨弟兄，我连祷告都不会了。
Brother, I don't know how to pray anymore.
纽约太美了。
New York is too beautiful.
纽约太好了。
New York is too good.
当初以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦。
When the Jews were taken captive to Babylon.
他们是流着眼泪去的。
They were crying heading there.
他们是胆战心惊去的。
They were going there in terror.
因为毕竟叫他们家破人亡。国破家亡的敌人是非常残暴的。
Because the enemies that pillage and destroy their homeland, that destroy the country, are very terrifying.
为什么神要用巴比伦来管教犹太人？
Why did God choose to use Babylon discipline?
我们明天还会有一点交通的时间。
Tomorrow I'll talk more about it.
在列王记下25章那里说。
In 2 Kings chapter 20,
巴比伦人他们在犹大王西底家的面前杀了他所有的儿子。
The Babylonians in front of Hezekiah killed all his sons.
我们注意没有杀西底家王本人。
The Babylonians didn't kill Hezekiah the king.
而是杀了他所有的儿子。
But killed all his sons.
让他白发人去送黑发人。
Let him, someone who has white hair, to attend the funeral of his sons who have black hair.
然后巴比伦王挖去了西底家王的眼睛。
And the Babylonian king, he gouged out the eyes of Hezekiah.
我们知道眼睛在圣经的里边是代表一个人的心。
That in the Bible, the eyes represent someone's heart.
挖去了他的眼睛的时候，然后就用铜链子锁着西底家，把他带到巴比伦去。
After gouging out his eyeballs, they used chains to chain him down and take him to Babylon.
这就是以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦时候的那一个的情形。
This was the experience that the Jews faced when they were being taken captive.
然而等到他们到了巴比伦以后，
But when they get to Babylon,
他发现原来那边的世界并不可怕。
They recognized that Babylon isn't that terrifying.
他们发现那边的世界并不可怕。
That the world in Babylon is not terrifying.
世界非常的精彩。
It's actually very exciting.
那么一方面来说，巴比伦确实是偶像之城。
That in truth, Babylon is a city of idols.
那么前面读经的弟兄告诉我们说，在巴比伦那个时候是有2000多种的偶像，不是2000尊偶像，是2000多种的偶像。
That in Babylon there's over 2,000 different types of idols.
那么你去算一下，如果一天拜一个偶像的话，你差不多要用7年才能拜完一圈的。
So if you were to worship one idol every day, it'll probably take you 7 years to finish worshiping all the idols.
所以巴比伦是偶像之城。
So Babylon is a city of idols.
那些拜偶像抵挡神的犹太人，他们到了巴比伦才知道什么叫做小巫见大巫。
So the Jews who were worshipping idols, when they came to Babylon, they recognized what is truly something that's a small house seeing a giant mansion.
但是从另外一面来讲，所有巴比伦的偶像都是镀着黄金的。
But from another viewpoint, all the idols, they were coated in gold.
我们都知道读过但以理书二章的时候，但以理看见的那个大的异象，他跟尼布加尼撒王解释的那个异象，那个头是黄金的头。
So in Daniel chapter 2, we see that when Daniel was telling Nebuchadnezzar his dream, that the statue was covered in gold.
那么不但是黄金的偶像。
That the idols not only covered in gold.
我们都应该记得在但以理书一章的里边。
In Daniel chapter 1, we should remember.
那么巴比伦王他就下令说。
The Babylonian king made a decree.
从被掳的犹大少年人当中。
From the youth who were taken captive from Jerusalem.
你记住是犹大少年人。
The youth from Judah.
今天我们看重在神家中做服事的能够起来的少年人。
The youth that we see that they are willing to serve in today's church.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，你看重他们，巴比伦的王也看重他们。
That you recognize them, that you see them, but also the Babylonian king also sees them.
所以巴比伦王就下令说，从被掳的犹大少年人中，
So the Babylonian king decided that from the youth of Judah,
挑选没有残疾、容貌俊美、通达各样学问、知识聪明都具备的，
That to take those who are spotless without blemishes, that are wise.
今天爸爸妈妈们来到美国拼死拼活的上班为着什么
that your mom and dad came to America to work, what are they trying to fight for?
为着你的孩子能够通达各样的学问能够知识聪明都具备
so that their children, their child could learn all the knowledge
世界看重这个
The world cares about this.
这些人挑选出来以后就要送到王宫里边去受优待受栽培好使他们将来成为巴比伦王手里可以用的人
So that once these youth are selected they'll be taken to the palace where they are trained and where they're educated so they'll be used by the Babylonian king in the future
今天我们在教会里边我们多么宝贝年轻人起来服侍
In our church today, how much do we treasure youth serving?
弟兄姊妹，那在空中掌管幽暗世界的首领，他比我们更聪明。
But the king of the Satan, he cares about it just as much, if not more.
他也看重犹大少年人。
He also notices and recognizes the value of the youth of Judah.
那么我们换句话说，以色列人他们的青年俊才，他们在巴比伦是有锦绣前程的。
So these youth that were selected in Babylon, they have a bright future.
只要你能够证明你自己是通达各样学问，你是受过教育了，而且你是知识聪明都具备的话。
If you're able to prove that you're wise, you're knowledgeable,
你在巴比伦是一定有前途的。
That you will definitely have a bright future in Babylon.
巴比伦是一定不会浪费你这个人才的。
That Babylon won't waste your talents.
那么现在我们的问题就来了。
So now here's the question.
那么到底是以色列人他们被绑着、被这个拖着带到巴比伦是去是受掳呢是被掳呢还是他们在巴比伦受优待受栽培是被掳呢
So what, which one are they held captive? Are they held captive when the Babylonians forced them and tied them and took them to Babylon? Or are they held captive when the Babylonians served them and gave them great food and tempted them?
弟兄姊妹难道这不就是今天神儿女的难处吗
Isn't this the challenges that weAs children of God face today.
今天只要你有一点点年轻的力量
as long as you have any type of youth in you.
你们都知道出去找工作的话过了五十岁你甭想再找到好工作了。
Yeah, if you're over 50, there's no way you're going to find a good job.
这个世界看重你的是年轻的力量。
That the world sees and recognizes the power of your youth.
只要你有一点年轻的力量
As long as you have a bit of youth inside of you.
只要你受过教育，知识聪明都具备。
As long as you have both wisdom and knowledge.
这个世界的王不会叫你在巴比伦受苦的。
That the king of this world won't let you suffer in Babylon.
他要给你荣华富贵。
He will give you riches and glory.
他要给你远大的前程。
He's going to give you a bright future.
他要给你好的前途。
He's going to give you a wonderful future.
但是弟兄姊妹，目的只有一个。
But there's only one reason.
他就是要叫神儿女都相信说我们的前途在这里不在耶路撒冷。
It's to let the children of God recognize that their future, their career is in Babylon, not in Jerusalem.
我们在想以色列人他们为什么愿意出埃及
We had to ask why did the Jews are why were they willing to leave Egypt?
因为他们在埃及成了最好的苦力。
Because in Egypt they became the best workforce.
以色列人他们在迦南他们就成了最好的农夫和牧人。
In Canaan they became the best workmen.
但是等到他们被掳到了巴比伦以后。
But when they were taken to Babylon.
他们学会了做生意。
They learned to do business.
他们成为最好的金融家，成为最好的商人。
They became the best banker. They became the best merchant.
这个比做苦力，比做农夫要好得多了。
This is much better than doing manual labor like farming.
所以我们说，今天所谓的国际金融体系、现代的银行制度，根本就是从犹太人被掳巴比伦开始的，然后一路的壮大繁荣到今天的。
So a modern economic banking system, it came from the Jews when they were held captive in Babylon.
做商人和做金融是在他们从巴比伦开始，他们开始变成是最内行、最拿手的。
And once they became merchants and bankers in Babylon, that became their best, most usable skill.
所以刚才我要问弟兄姊妹，尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹，以色列人被掳巴比伦到底是祸还是福？
So I want to ask you guys, the Israelites and the Jews when they were taken into Babylon, is this something that's good or is it something that's bad?
不错，你可以说他们在那边是亡国奴。
You could say that they are slaves.
但是你知道吗？他们在那边，他们有钱，他们照样可以买到尊严的。
But there, even if they have money, they could still buy the respect.
那么你也可以说耶路撒冷的这个圣殿已经是被毁掉了。
And that the temple in Jerusalem is already destroyed.
但是他们有钱，照样可以在巴比伦城，他们可以造一个巨大，可以造一个华丽的一个这个会堂。
But because they have money, they could just build a temple in Babylon, just as good, just as glorious.
那么确实是，他们仍然是以色列人，所以他们常常的是举头望明月，低头思故乡的。
So they are still Jews. So when they look up to the moon, they are still saddened and care for their homeland.
因为毕竟耶路撒冷是他们祖宗的城。
Because Jerusalem is their ancestors' city.
但是弟兄姊妹，心中向往西安大道，和你把脚放到西安大道上去奔走西安大道是两回事情。
But having the heart that's yearning for your hometown and your homeland is different from actually walking.To your hometown, homeland.
所以等到七十年满了的时候
So once 70 years is up,
那些在巴比伦城出生的第二代的年轻人
The second generation, that those who were born in Babylon,
他们受了巴比伦的栽培，他们受了巴比伦的优待
That they were educated in Babylon, that they accepted Babylon's culture.
巴比伦为他们定身，他们为他们量身定做了黄金的梦
That in Babylon, their dreams were all achieved.
所以他们在这个梦里边睡得那么深，睡得那么沉。
That's why in Babylon, they want to stay in this dream.
虽然耶和华的灵激动了人的心。
So even though the Lord stirred up the fear of the people.
甚至把外邦的君王都给喊醒了。
That he even woken up the king of the foreign.
但是神的儿女。
But God's children.
你记住，神的儿女。
But God's people.
以斯拉记一章五节说，一切被神激动他心的人。
In Ezra chapter one, verse five, chapter one, verse five, that all those whose spirit was stirred up by God.
只有42,360人。
Only 42,360.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天你没有理由说神没有激动我。
You guys don't have excuse that you say that God didn't stir up you.
你也没有理由说恢复见证是那些人的事，跟我无关的。
You don't have excuse to say that to revive the testimony.
不是这样的。
That's not how it works.
在以斯拉记和尼希米记的里边，圣灵激动人心的工作是普遍的。
In Ezra and Nehemiah. God's God's willingness to stir up people's heart was everywhere.
是给所有被掳到巴比伦的以色列人呐、
啊。It was towards every single captive in Babylon.
那么同样的，今天我们人手我们都是人人手里都有一本圣经的。
Now today, every single one of us has a Bible.
那么只要你翻到哥林多后书五章十四到十五节。
Now, as long as you flip to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
神的话都是那么读的。
Everyone reads the same words of God.
英文是这么读的，中文也是这么读的。
The meaning in English and Chinese is all the same.
那么广东人是读的是一样的，山东人读的是一样的，福建人读的也是一样的。
People from Guangdong, people from山东, people from Fujian, they all read the same.
叫人无可推诿说，神的心意，我们主的心意，向所有他可爱的儿女都是一样的。不为自己活，乃为替他死而复活的主活。
That God's will towards all His children is the same, to not live for themselves, but to live for the one that died for them.
弟兄姊妹，被基督的爱激励的人是所有的。
That everyone is moved by the love of Christ.
到底又有多少是愿意为主而活的人？
But how many are willing to live for God?
在被掳归回的那一代人，他们是被神喊醒的。
That the generation that were held captive, they were awoken by God.
他们不过就是百分之五。
They were only 5% of the population.
少而又少。
Very few and far.
所以圣经把他们称为渔民。
So that's why the Bible in the Old Testament referred to them as the remnant.
什么叫做渔民？
So what does it mean by the remnant?
就是全体以色列人的那个除不尽的尾数剩下来的那么几个人。
That is just a few people that was left.
圣经说，以色列人他们有一天要像天上的星那样多，海边的沙那样数不清。
That the Israelites they will be as numerous as the stars and the sand.
但是今天他们回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿和圣城的只有42,360人。
But those that return to Jerusalem to rebuild the city, to rebuild the temple, only numbered 42,360.
教会的历史是渔民的历史。
That the history of the church is the history of the remnants.
弟兄姊妹，难道这不就是得胜者的故事吗？
Isn't this the story of a
overcomers? 不错，你可以跟我争。说是留在巴比伦城的那95%，他们仍然是神的儿女。
You could argue with me that the 95% that stayed in Babylon, they're still children of God.
是，他们是100%的以色列人。
Yes, they are 100% of Jews.
亚伯拉罕的约仍然在他们身上。
Abraham's covenant of God still holds true in there.
我们的神守约是慈爱，这个约是永远不会失效的。
Our Lord never turns back on His covenants.
罗马十一章也讲到，有一天以色列的全家都要得救的。
Romans chapter 11 talks about how all the Israelites will be saved.
他们无论到哪里，他们仍然是神所爱的人。
That no matter where they go, they are still loved by God.
神的约永远向他们是不失效的。
That God's covenant with them is always everlasting.
而且他们人不回耶路撒冷，他们的钱是照样回去的。
That even if they themselves don't return to Jerusalem, their money will.
虽然如此，弟兄姊妹，重建圣殿、恢复见证的那个托付和荣耀不在这些人身上。
While rebuilding the temple and reclaiming the testimony isn't their burden.
这个托付，这个荣耀，只属于42,360人。
This burden, this honor, is only belongs to the 42,360.
我们不禁我们要问了，难道这些人有什么特别优秀的地方？叫神能够看得中他们吗？
Is there something special about the 42,360?
我们看到在先知撒迦利亚，他在那边他就说，
We see from the prophet Zechariah.
他们不过是全身污秽，好像从火里抽出来的一根柴。
that they are just like a piece of stick taken out from the furnace.
他们也软弱。
They are weak.
他们也不堪。
That they are nothing special.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们在乎耶路撒冷。
But they care about Jerusalem.
他们在乎神的殿的荣耀。
They care about the glory of the temple.
当神的儿女整体的都被捆绑在巴比伦的黄金梦的里边，喊也喊不醒的时候
，When the rest of their brothers and sisters are all held captive by the golden dream in Babylon，
以斯拉记一章那里说
，In Ezra chapter one，
耶和华神激动了他们的心
，Said that the Lord stirred up the spirit of the people。
他们在巴比伦都是有远大前程的人。
That in Babylon they all had a bright future.
但是请你原谅我这么说，他们千错万错。
But you may forgive me for saying this, but they are totally wrong.
就是他们醒过来了。
Because they woken up.
他们就起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华。神的殿。
They woken up there, willing to make a journey to go rebuild the city, to rebuild the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要问。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask.
可能我们都已经忘了这个词了。
Maybe we already forgot this term.
我们听这个词儿听的时间太多了。
Maybe we heard this term too many times.
所以我们都把这个词儿给忘了。
That we already forgot this term.
就是我们乃是走见证恢复的路。
That we are walking down.A road to, to redeem the testimony.
走在这条路上的只有得胜者。
That only overcomers are walking down this path.
什么是得胜者？
So what is overcomers?
我在服事的当中，年轻的弟兄姊妹常常的问我，什么是得胜者？
So many young brothers and sisters who serve always ask me, what is overcomers?
他们没有在知识和才能上得胜。
They didn't overcome in riches or in knowledge.
在这个我们这个圣徒诗歌390首里边有一首诗歌叫众人涌进主的国度。
There's a hymn, 396 in our hymn book.
十架少人负。十架没有人来背啊。
There's no one carrying the burden of the cross.
因为大家都要世界的荣华。
Because everyone wants the wealth from the world.
谁愿意去背这个十字架？
Who's willing to carry the burden of the cross?
但是在最后一节的这个诗歌里边，这个诗歌作者 A.B. Simpson 弟兄他就讲。
But in the last verse of the hymn written by A.B. Simpson,
有这么一般人。
There are these type of people.
他们祸福都不问的。
That they don't care about whether it's danger or honor.
他们始终忘生死。
They forgot about life and death.
因为他们在乎耶路撒冷城。
Because they care about the city of Jerusalem.
他们在乎圣殿的荣耀。
They care about the glory of the temple.
他们没有在财富和前途上得胜。
They didn't overcome in wealth or in knowledge.
刚才我已经讲了，他们千错万错，他们这个时候就被神感醒了。
While they were totally wrong, they were woken up by God.
他们在神的呼召上得胜了。
They were overcome and by the calling of God.
哥林多后书五章十四到十五节那里说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
In Second Corinthians chapter five, verse 14 to 15, that is God's love.
这些被基督的爱激励的人。
That these are people who are moved by God's love.
他们在神的面前，他们有一个回应。
That they have a response from God.
他们说从今天起我不再为自己活
that,
乃为替我死而复活的主活。
That from today onwards I don't live for myself, I live for the one who died for me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是得胜者。
This is an overcomer.
你若不做得胜者的话，你走不到归回的这条路上的。
If you are not an overcomer, you can't walk down this path of redemption.
你可以留在巴比伦，你仍然可以做神的儿女。他们回去了，你的钱跟他们回去都可以了。你有一天你还会得救的，神不会强迫你的。
That you could stay in Babylon. That one day, as long as your wealth returns to Jerusalem, that you could stay in Babylon.
他们不是被枪逼着回去的。
That they weren't forced by gunpoint to return to Babylon. I mean to Jerusalem.
但是耶和华的神激动了他们的心。
But God stirred up their spirit.
基督的爱激励我们。
Christ's love moves us.
当基督的爱摸到一个人的时候，
Once Christ's love touches someone,
他就再坐不住了。
They can't sit still.
这就是得胜者。
This is the overcomer.
他们不过是百万人中的一个余数。
Out of a million, they're only a small percentage.
就好像基甸他在以色列全地吹号角的时候，
Just like Gideon when he was blowing the horn in Judah.
呼啦一下子来了32,000人来跟随他。
At once, 32,000 men appeared.
每个人都愿意去打仗的。
Everyone is willing to go fight the war.
但是最后只有300个勇士。
Yeah, at the very end, there's only 300 warriors.
基甸300个勇士打赢了。
Gideon's 300 warriors won.
神就算以色列全部的他们都赢了。
And that means that entire Israel won.
300个人去征战的。
300 men went to war.
所有的以色列人他们都来分享这胜利的果实。
But every Israelite came to share in part of this victory.
这叫得胜者。
This is an overcomer.
若是主今天感动你。
If God moved you today,
若是基督的爱激励我们，
if Christ's love compelled you,
弟兄姊妹，这些人他们被神激动了他们的心。
Brothers and sisters, these people are, their hearts are stirred up by God.
不是因为他们耳朵特别灵。
Not because they have great hearing.
或者说他们是站着睡觉的，所以他们就特别警醒。
Not that they are very, aware.
都不是的，在马太25章里边那十个童女都是打盹睡觉的。
It's none of this. The 10 virgins in Matthew, they were all sleeping.
但是还是只有五个进了新郎娶亲的婚宴。
But yet only 5 of the virgins managed to enter to the groom's room.
那另外五个就被撇在外面，哀哭切齿在黑暗的里边。
While the rest of the 5 virgins were left outside in the darkness.
那些归回的人，
Those who came back.
在马拉基书三章里边有一句话说他们。
In Malachi chapter 3:16.
他们敬畏耶和华，思念他的名。
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard.
当教会整体的光景都不正常，都被掳到世界里的时候，
When the whole church is taken captive by the world,
当所有的弟兄姊妹在聚会的当中心里想着的就是我的手机，就是我的上班，就是我的家庭的时候，
When brothers and sisters only think about their phone and their family during the meeting,
有一般人，
There are those,
他们不过是教会里的余数。
They are just the remnants of the church.
他们不过是像主耶稣说的，你们这一个小群。
They are just a small group in Christ.
但是哥林多后书五章说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that Christ's love compels us.
他们就祸福都不问了。
And they don't care about rewards or punishments.
他们就是始终忘生死了。
They forgot about life or death.
我认识一位年轻的弟兄。
I know a young brother.
他有五个孩子。
He has five children.
他的姊妹是大学里边这个教财经的教授。
His sister is a professor in the university teaching finance.
是贝勒大学博士毕业的高材生。
She was a graduate from Baylor College, Baylor University.
有一天他打电话来跟我说，杨弟兄。
One day he called me and said, Brother Yang,
我要到南方去，美国南方去。
I would go to South America.
美国的南方去。
South of United States of America.
我说你去那儿干什么？
I asked him, why are you going there?
因为我在那儿待过。
Because I've been there.
那是一个我们中国人说鸟都不下蛋的地方。
It's a place that we Chinese people say a place not even birds lay eggs.
他说那边有一个大学。
He said there's a college there.
大学里边有很多中国的学生。
That the school has a lot of Chinese students.
他说主要我去。
And God wants me to go.
我说你五个孩子怎么办？
And I asked him, what about your five children?
你到那边没有人养得起你的。
If you go there, no one can support you.
你姊妹怎么办？
What about your sister?
他说我姊妹已经把工作辞掉了。
He said my wife already quit her job.
我说你怎么可以这样子做事情？
I said to him, how can you do this?
你一个人下水了，你还把另外一个人拖下水。
You're already drowning and you pull someone else down with you.
他是三一神学院的高材生。
He graduated from Trinity Seminary. I'm sorry.
他毕业了以后，他就一直在做翻译圣经的工作。
Ever since he graduated, he does the work of translating the Bible.
他是从中国大陆出来的，很少数的，很仅有的，是希腊文这么好的一个专家。
He is a very small percentage of those who came from China who's very good at Greek.
我说你自己发疯，你把你自己的前途你忘了，你扔掉都可以，无所谓。
I told him you became crazy. You have thrown away your future and your career.
你凭什么把贝勒大学博士毕业的高材生，把你的姊妹你也拖下来
？How could you drag down your wife who's a graduate from Baylor University?
我们的弟兄说。
And the brother said.
基督的爱在我里面。
Christ's love is inside me.
也在他里边。
Also inside her.
我说你叫姊妹听电话。
I told him, let your wife speak to me.
姊妹说了一声 hello, 我已经说不下去了。
And the wife said hello, and I couldn't speak anymore.
我从她的声音里边听见主已经在她里边做工了。
From her voice, I noticed that God is already working within her.
他们是上个月的月中带着五个孩子一家就到了南方的一个城市，在那里边做开荒做学生的工作。
That last month they already taken with their five kids to south of United States of America, southern area.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要以为走在恢复的路上的人都是这个百炼的金刚。
Don't think that those who are overcomers are made of steel.
他们也软弱，他们也不堪。
They are also weak. They are also pitiful.
他们充其量不过像先知撒迦利亚说，是从火里抽出来的一根柴。
Just like the prophet Zechariah said, they are nothing more than just a stick taken out of a furnace.
但是他们愿意被主的灵喊醒。
But they are willing to be awoken.By the Lord.
所以我们的主说，我要把教会荣耀的见证托付给他们。
That's why God said, I'm willing to leave them the burden of restoring the glory of the church.
弟兄姊妹，这就是得胜者。
This is an overcomer.
我再说一遍。
I'll say it again.
今天基督的爱的激励是普遍的，是给每一个人的。
That today, Christ's love compels everyone.
弟兄姊妹，你可以坐在这里。
Brothers and sisters, you could sit here.
你可以听这个信息。
You could listen to this message.
你可以明天再回来。
You could come back tomorrow.
你也可以明天不回来。
You could not come back tomorrow.
你仍然是神的儿女。
You are still a child of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要对你说一句话。
Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，我要对你说一句话。
Young brothers and sisters, I want to tell
you. 你不要以为你年轻。
Don't think just because you're young.
你不要以为你知识聪明都具备。
Don't think that you have both wisdom and knowledge.
我们的主不一定非要用你的。
That God might not necessarily use you.
我们的主不一定非要用我不可的。
That God might not necessarily use me.
为这恢复教会荣耀的见证。
That in order to restore the glory of church.
为着他荣耀的再来。
For his glorious return.
他在哪里都可以兴起跟随他的人。
That anywhere he could raise up those who follow him.
若是没有年轻人。
If there is no young people.
他可以兴起年长的。
He could lift up the elderly.
若是没有弟兄，他可以兴起姊妹来。
If there is no brothers, he could rise up sisters.
若是他不能够在中国兴起来，他可以在美国也兴起来。
If he can't rise up in China, he will rise up in America.
甚至没有人了，他都可以从地上的石头，他都可以兴起来呼叫说：“何撒那归于大卫的子孙。”
That even if there's no one left, he could still rise up people from the earth to proclaim that Hosanna Glory to the Lord.
我再说一遍，今天基督的爱不是给一些人的。
I want to say again that the Christ's love is not for just a few.
基督的爱的经历是给每一位神的儿女的。
That Christ's love is for every child of God.
从你受浸归入他以后，这个爱他已经给你了。
Since you get baptized, that this love is already given to you.
在你许多的人生的经历里边，基督的爱已经在你里边激励你了。
That in your experiences in life, Christ's love already compelled you.
但是我们的主，在他无尽的怜悯和恩典的里边。
But in our Lord's infinite grace and mercy,
他却要你要我有份于得胜者的荣耀。
He wants you and me to have a part in becoming an overcomer.
那现在我们有一个问题。
So now we have a question.
今天你到底是醒着还是睡着？
So are you awake or are you asleep?
百万人中的四万二千三百六十人。你到底站在哪一边？
Out of a million, only 42,360. Which one are you?
今天我们都会唱一首诗歌，说我今天是站在哈利路亚那一边。
We could all sing a song today saying that we are all on the side of Hallelujah.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天你到底是留在了巴比伦，还是在往耶路撒冷回去的那条路上？
But brothers and sisters, are you staying in Babylon or are you on the road back to Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹，这就是被掳归回的第一段的故事。
This is the first part of the story of the captives in being held in Babylon.
耶和华神激动了他们的心。
The Lord stirred up their spirits.
这也是今天我们的故事。
This is also the story today.
我们把耶稣我来那首诗歌我们再唱一遍好吗？在唱这首诗歌的时候，我请尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹，你来回应神对你的激动。
Now we can sing Jesus, I've come again, and may the younger brothers and sisters respond to the song.
若是主在年长的，年长的也可以回应的。
But if the elderly also have those who are moved by the song, you can also respond.
若是你今天愿意回应的话，我们唱完这首诗歌。请你在我们中间有一些的祷告。
If you're moved and you're willing to respond to today's meeting, you may pray afterwards.
我们来唱这首诗歌 Jesus I Come.
Let's sing this hymn, Jesus I Come.
我离狂傲不平的血气，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，进入完全有福的旨意，耶稣我来救你，脱离自己住在你爱里，脱离绝望等候你来提，你的伤痕如割斩双翼，耶稣我来救你，脱离幽暗可怕的死亡，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，进入光明欢乐的家乡，耶稣我来救你，脱离败坏无敌的深渊，进入湖边安歇的羊圈，永永远远瞻仰你容颜，耶稣我来救你。
阿门。
Amen.
阿们。
Beyond what is promised by Satan and all the idols.
们。主，我们感谢你，你就向我们说了宝贝的话。
Lord, thank you for showing us your precious words.
说话的灵，愿你在这些话上面吹上生命的火气。
May the Holy Spirit breathe in life into these words.
叫你的话能够带着生命的能力运行在我们里边。
That these words may have life and may change us.
我们把你的儿女都仰望交在主你的手中。
That we lift up your children to you, Lord.
因为我们原是你的工作。
Because everything is your work.
我们是在基督耶稣里做成的。
That we are made in Christ.
我们知道你定义的工作，你自己必不耽误。
We know that if it's your work, you will not procrastinate.
我们为着今天晚上你与我们丰富的同在，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your gracious presence with us.
我们在为着下一次的聚集，我们仰望你。
We pray for our next meeting.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
May you listen to our prayer and may we rely on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.